Name the Transportation Committee to order. We have Senator Menard, Senator Davis, Senator Meyer, and myself, Senator Kukesh. So it is 10 minutes after 1 in the afternoon. And we have one bill in front of the committee today, Senate Bill 148. And I'd like to ask my aide to come and explain the bill to us, if she would. Ask your name and affiliation for the record, please. And be kind and gentle to her. This is her first time, so she's very...
Oh. Pretty enough.
Actually, my second time.
Good afternoon. My name is Dorothy Shockley. I'm legislative staff to Senator Albert Kukesh. And the bill is Senate Bill 148. This bill will lessen intergovernmental disputes or disagreements about liability concerns and will enable the tribes in the state to focus on transportation projects. As you can see from the one handout on the list here, in 2008, tribes received approximately $36.6 million in IRR funds, Indian Reservation Road funds, and will receive additional funds from the stimulus. And as DOT prepares for the next step, for the first time, tribes can bring both matching funds and maintenance funds. And we encourage you to pass this. This will help in regards to the intergovernmental disputes on liability and resolve that, or help to resolve that. So we can, and as you can see, I mean, as you know, funds are depleting both with the state and feds. So it's important that we work together and on these different projects.
Thank you. I was wondering if I could have someone from the state step forward to, okay, would you please? Just go ahead and stay there, Dorothy. And if we could have you introduce yourself and name for the record and give us your position on this particular piece of legislation, if you would.
Sure. For the record, my name is Mark O'Brien. I'm the Chief Contracts Officer for Department of Transportation. The administration supports this bill. The tribes in Alaska have access to funds through the IRR program that we can use to combine with funds from other state and federal agencies to accomplish projects that we might not be able to accomplish without those additional funds. With the declining both state and federal revenues, this really gives us an opportunity to build projects that we might not otherwise get to build. When an opportunity presents itself to do this, the department partners with the tribes to maximize transportation dollars in Alaska. That partnership is in existence on a number of projects that we've already gone through, but in each of those cases, we've had difficulties at times with this issue of liability. And specifically, when the tribe is responsible for both design, construction, and delivering the project out in the rural community or wherever this project happens to be, the state may be acting as nothing more than a pass-through for federal funding or for funding that we may have available to assist the tribes in that project. When you have an issue of liability that comes up, the state, you know, wasn't even on scene and all we did was provide money. So the question always becomes, how do we protect the state's interest from those liabilities? That's what this attempts to do. It shifts the primary responsibility for that liability to the tribes when they're designing, constructing, and implementing these projects. So for that reason, we support the bill. Be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, any questions from any of the committee members for either one of the presenters today? It's a fairly simple bill. We have I think the crux of it is that the tribal monies from the Indian road system is increasing every year, and the federal dollars for the highways of state is actually decreasing in a sense. So we're trying to put together a bill that would define liability, and allow partnerships, in that case would allow partnerships to go forward between the state and the tribes. Is that pretty much the statement that we have?
Mr. Chairman, okay. That's correct.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any questions? If there aren't any questions, Thank you very much for your presentation. We're going to go off-site here to Kay Gowans from the Chickalo Native Village. Are you online?
I am. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. Would you give us your name and affiliation for the record and give us any testimony you may have?
Thank you. Yes. My name is Kay Gowans. I'm an attorney here in Anchorage with the law firm of Sanofi Chambers, Axiomore, and Lenson. I'm testifying today on behalf of the Chickalo Native Village. Chickalo is a member of a consortium of Alaska Native Village tribes that we represent in connection with IRR program activities. And I'm here today to testify on behalf of Chickalo very strongly in favor of this proposed bill, of this legislation. The IRR program, is, I think has been explained, it really is a tremendous benefit not only to Alaska Native Villages, but to the entire state of Alaska. It brings in significant amounts of federal dollars that would otherwise not be available that can be used by the tribe to build and maintain and design roads, including state-owned roads that provide access to or go through Native communities. And that, of course, frees up state dollars to be used on other projects or for other purposes. And so both the State Department of Transportation and the tribe think this is a wonderful program, and we have been working very closely and increasingly closely with the state to try to maximize this program and coordinate it as best we can with state projects and priorities. But indeed, this issue of whether and to what extent the state might be liable for activities that the tribes undertake in connection with these roads programs, it's been a real sticking point. We have been trying to negotiate with the state the terms of a model agreement for situations where the tribe would like to undertake maintenance of state-owned roads to try to work out in advance as many issues as we can and just have a model agreement that could be used for what will, in most cases, be very small projects. And I can tell you that those negotiations have continued for more than a year, and this issue is, I think, not the biggest remaining sticking point. So the legislation is needed. It's needed quickly because the deadline associated with the federal stimulus package, and I think you know, the federal stimulus funds have to be completely expended by September 2010. And there's a provision that they can be basically taken back and redistributed to other tribes across the nation if they're not obligated by February of next year. So with those deadlines and with the last very short construction season, we need to really be moving quickly on these projects to take advantage of the federal funds that are available. The thing I want to address a little bit and reassure the senators about in case you have any concerns is that shielding the state from liability here will not leave the traveling public without a remedy if they happen to be injured by tribal activities associated with these projects. Under the Indian Reservation Road Program and federal law, when the tribes undertake these projects pursuant to the Indian Self-Determination Act or a bunch of contracts that resemble Indian Self-Determination Act contracts, they are treated as if they are an agency of the federal government, and their employees are treated as if they were federal employees for purposes of any tort claims that are brought. And that means that if somebody is injured in connection with this, they bring a suit against the federal government. And the federal government is liable for the claim to the extent provided under the Federal Tort Claims Act. So that's a good remedy for people who might be injured. It's a remedy that's been very important to tribes. It means that they don't have to go out and spend their limited funds to procure liability insurance. And it should be sufficient here to reassure anybody who's worried that traveling public would be left without a remedy to the state is shielded from liability projects. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any questions for the presenter from members of the committee? If not, thank you for your presentation this afternoon. I really appreciate you coming forward. Do we have anybody else online? No? Is there anybody else in the audience that would like to testify? Seeing none, would you like to testify?
Sure.
Your name and affiliation for the record. I'd like to recognize Senator Pascal has joined us only 2 minutes late. You're fine. Your name and affiliation for the record,
sure.
Please.
My name is Gordon Jackson. I'm the Director of Roads and Transportation for the Tlingit-Nida Central Council. And we've had some problems relating to the liability question when we put together some projects. And just to be real brief on this whole thing, is that there are a lot of Indian reservation funds coming into the state of Alaska. Indeed, there's $320 million available under the federal stimulus package. And speed is a real big question. And this, if we get rid of the liability question and also speed the permitting situation under the development of projects, I think that we'd get on to the business of building roads, trails, and bridges. So I think it's speaking of on behalf of the Central Council, this is a really good bill. It will solve one of the great big problems that we have within this program, and also enable us to sit down with the Department of Transportation like we've been doing for the last several months, putting together memorandums of agreement so that we can work together on various projects, even putting some money as a match to many of these projects in Southeast Alaska. So it opens up a completely new line of communication, and I would strongly recommend that you pass this as soon as possible. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions for the presenter? If not, thank you very much for your presentation. We do have now online from Fairbanks, Mike Smith from Tanana Chiefs Conference. Mr. Smith, would you please give us your name and affiliation for the record and give us your presentation, if you would.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Mike Smith, and I work for Tanana Chiefs Conference. As many of you know, Tanana Chiefs Conference is comprised of 42 communities here in the interior, all of which get IRR road dollars. For a long time, in order to be effective in our long-term planning for our transportation infrastructure, we run into this problem of trying to coordinate projects with the State Department of Transportation. We strongly support this bill in order to facilitate that cooperative arrangement. We also want to echo the sentiment of Mr. Jackson, where timeliness on these IR road monies expenditures out of the stimulus package is of essence here. And we would urge expedient action on the part of the Senate, or on the part of the legislature, in support of this bill. We think there's a lot of good work that can be done out there in cooperation with the Department of Transportation, and mostly in areas that they historically have had a hard time addressing. And we think that this is a win-win situation for the state and our communities, and the opportunity it provides. So I want to thank the Senator for introducing the bill, and strongly urge support of this legislation.
Thank you. Any questions for the presenter? If not, thank you for your presentation. We don't have anybody else online, and I don't see anybody else in the room that would like to testify, so I'm going to close public testimony, and the next committee of referrals, Judiciary, I'd like to ask the wish of the committee. I'd like to move it to the next committee of referrals. Senator Menard?
I make a motion to move Senate Bill 148, an act relating to limitation of state liability on certain federal highway programs and providing for an effective date to the next committee of referral and any financial attached financial note, which is zero.
Thank you very much. Are any objections? See no objections, and we will move this next committee referral. That's all we have on our agenda. We are adjourned, and if you would just stay to assign the document.